tell me about the grooming operations after the snow we got.
They were out here earlier this morning. Trail conditions are going to be super. Last year we worried about not enough snow. This year we've got an awful lot of snow. And the dogs are ready to go.
What's your name and where are you from?
Nathan Schroeder, Chisholm, Minnesota.
What do you think the conditions are going to be like today?
I don't know. It snowed last night. I think cold and slow.
How are you feeling about the temps that are forecasted for tomorrow and Monday?
I'm nervous. I don't like that cold wind.
How do you manage to stay warm?
You just put on everything you own.
What's the name of your lead dogs?
Bandit and Dynaco.
Well, good luck to you all, and we'll see you at the finish.
I'm Kathy Topham.
And what is your role here at the Gitche-Gamie Express Sled Dog Race?
This year, I am the chief veterinarian in charge of the vet team that helps with the race.
So how many vets do we have staffed this race?
This year we have 4 veterinarians and 2 veterinary technicians helping us on the race.
Okay, and so I understand you had a vet check yesterday. How did that go?
It went great. This year's snow conditions and weather conditions are perfect for being able to race in these same conditions. The dogs looked fabulous.
What are going to be some of the major concerns over the course of the next 3 days for the dogs in terms of their health?
Well, in speaking with the mushers yesterday, the veterinary team's concerns were frostbite because of the extreme conditions. Most of the mushers confirmed for me that they've been running in these kind of conditions and training in them, so they're really a lot less concerned than we are.
And what is your role throughout the race? What are you going to be doing through the course of today and through Monday?
Okay, so our role now that the pre-race vet checks are over is as support. We're here to support the mushers and their teams. Our job is to make sure that we can get as many dogs across that finish line in the best shape possible. So we're a part of the mushers' teams along the race. We'll be at every start, we'll be at every finish. If there's anything going on, we can address it immediately, and then they have all night to work with the problems until the dogs are ready to run the next morning.
And where are you from, Kathy?
I'm actually from Cleveland, Ohio.
What are you doing here?
I used to live in Duluth. I got hooked into sled dog racing, so now that I've lived further away, I still have to come back every winter and play.
So what are you doing when you're not acting as the lead vet for these crazy sled dog races?
My main job is I am an owner-operator of a canine rehabilitation center outside of Cleveland. And honestly, that came about because of my work with the sled dogs. I was originally a zoo vet at the Duluth Zoo, and all the moving around, I started looking at other careers, and canine rehabilitation pops up.
Well, thank you so much for all you do, and good luck with the race.
Thanks. We're excited to be here. It's going to be a great race.
Tell me your name.
Troy Greneveld.
And can you restate again what your affiliation here at the race is?
Well, I'm a team owner of 2 different teams. I have both Ross Fraboni running one team, who is a returning champion from this race, and then Joshua Compton, who's another team of ours.
And where are you based out of?
Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Okay. So what do you? How are you thinking the conditions are going to be for this race?
Well, you know, last year, in comparison, there was hardly any snow, so it was kind of tough, you know, icy trail and stuff like that, hard on the dogs' joints. We got a bunch of snow this year. We're loaded with snow. We got good snow yesterday. Conditions will be just fine. A little bit of this snow is going to slow them up just a little bit, but it's great on dogs' joints and so on and so forth, so this is going to be a great race.
How do you feel about the 2 teams that you've got entered?
Oh, you know, the first team that Ross has run is probably the best team I've ever had. Usually I don't really say that. Usually they're about as good as the year before, but this year's considerably better. But when you say that, then you're probably going to finish just about last, you know, jinx yourself. But even the second team is real good, nice and fast. Good body condition on the dogs is great, so we're pretty confident.
How many dogs do you own?
53 in the kennel, 15 puppies, you know, so we have about 36 racing dogs, 38, so we've got a you know, half of them here.
Well, good for you and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is the most I've worked all winter. Janice Matichuk from Atikokan, Ontario.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing? Handling dogs and keeping out of the poo.
How's that working out for you?
Haven't stepped in one yet.
Have you wiped out?
No, I've stood standing.
Why are you volunteering here? Why did you make the trek all the way down from Atikokan?
I received an email from Beth Ambrosen from Stone Harbor in early December saying if I wasn't going to go to France because I was invited, then come to Grand Marie. So Grand Marie wins out over France.
I think that's completely logical. So here you are, freezing your patootie off, stepping in dog business, all for the money?
Oh, yeah. It cost me a lot at $6 a gallon. Gas in Ontario. No, just for the love and helping out and the whole friendship. It's just so fun. It's so fun.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming down. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Kathy.
Tell me your name.
Mark Lutnan.
And you are handling for who?
Frank Moe.
All right. You've been working with Frank for a while now. Tell us about that.
I've been working with Frank for about 3 years. I got a chance to help him out on a mail run about a couple years ago, and I've been running dogs with him and racing some of his dogs in some races every year.
And so how are you guys feeling about this year's team for the Gitchigami?
They're looking awesome. They're running a little bit different training this year than we have last year's, and dogs are
how so?
Healthy. Run a little bit faster, doing more of the stage, a lot more loping than trotting. Same trail conditions, a lot more snow this year, so they've got a lot of tougher poles in them. And
you guys have been working hard in these cold temps that we've been having, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, we've been still running. I ran yesterday and been running some of the sub-zeros, so they're used to doing that, and they're doing really great.
What's Frank's strategy for staying warm as we get super cold on Sunday and Monday?
We have backup mitts for him. He's started covering his face all the time. I think we're going to 3 hats this year at the hood. So, you know, kind of you fight off what you can. Some things creep in no matter what you do. So yep. It's kind of hard to really fully prepare, but you do what you can.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys, Mark. I appreciate your time. Okay, what's your name?
I'm Lisa Boulay from Bemidji.
All right, Lisa, and you're working on the Mo team as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're from Bemidji. You come all the way over. Why? What's in it for you?
Because I got to know Frank and Sherry when they lived in Bemidji, and when Frank was our state representative, and I worked on his campaign, took care of his dogs, fell in love with their dogs, and they moved, and I'm over here a lot. Yeah. They're wonderful friends. I love their dogs, and I love handling.
Do you get to work with sled dogs other than these races, working with the Moes?
I have 2 dogs of my own, which I got from Frank, and I run them. And I also plan to run Mush for a Cure this year with one of my girls and some of Frank's dogs. So.
Oh, cool. Well, good for you, and thank you so much for your time. Have a good race. Tell me your name.
Norman Deschamp.
And you are the tribal chair for Grand Portage Band.
Yes.
And can you just give me a sense for why you think it's important for Grand Portage to be involved with this particular race?
Well, we've been involved in dog racing for a lot of years, starting with the Bear Grease, and we just, you know, it's a part of our heritage, and it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And provides some activity in the middle of the winter, this year especially, so it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's really nice that we can be down near the lake this year.
Yeah, it is. Last year we had to start up over the hill. The conditions aren't, you know, a lot better this year. We have snow, but it's going to be a little cold, I guess, later on. But it's nice to start down here, closer to easier access and just all around better. So,
cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for your time and thanks for a great race.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hush!